So then, me and Chelsea, we're going to talk this week about Area 51, aliens, conspiracies surrounding that, just because we like this stuff. My fiancé won't listen to any of it, thinks it's a load of crap. So yeah, we thought it'd be fun if we just like do this once a week and just see what happens, really. And it's just good for us, meet a new friend and have fun with it, yeah? So we both watched the same documentary, didn't we, on Bob?
Yeah.
We probably discussed that a bit. But yeah, so what did you find then, but what Area 51 is?
So I found it on the internet at first. Like my first first encounter with aliens was when I watched E.T. when I was little. And then I was actually really scared of E.T. Yeah. And then I generally thought to myself, like, I wonder if this is actually real, or if, like, and then obviously I researched it and found that Area 51 was kind of a place, if that makes sense. Yeah. And then from there, I just kind of researched it and, like, when I've been reading it, I'm like, do you know what? This is actually true. Like, well, it's not, well, conspiracy true. The fact that there could be other things out there, like, it can't just be us in the world.
I think it's so, like, it'd be so sort of, what's the word, like, ignorant to think that, like, just because we don't know about anyone else out there, that we're the only one. How can you think that possibly? What really gets me is when people say, well, you know, these planets don't have air, they don't have water, like, we need that to survive. I'm like, yeah, we need that to survive, but, like, something else might not.
Yeah.
So it's like,
how do they?
Yeah, no one knows, do they?
No one knows.
No one knows. Like, Area 51, for people that don't know, you have to be living under a rock if you don't know what Area 51 is. But it's a highly classified airbase in Nevada in America. Extremely, extremely secret. Like, I don't know what else is guarded like that, apart from, like, what, Buckingham Palace or something? Like,
yeah, probably.
That's as guarded as much as this place, is it?
No.
So it's like you're warned off if you go anywhere near there by, like, warning signs, surveillance, aren't you? Guards as well that just, like, come. Apparently there's, like, a white, I don't know if you saw this when you were looking into it, there's a white van. Like, if you come too close, it will come and it will be, like, full of armed guards just there.
Yeah.
Basically, like, intimidating you to go.
Yeah.
So that's, like,
I don't understand how, if nothing actually gets there, if nothing goes there, so, like, aliens, why it's so highly guarded.
Yeah.
There must be some reason to why they're so protective over the area.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I don't get.
Yeah, it says that, because it's illegal to fly over it, isn't it? And it ranges from, let me see what it says, 2.9 million acres of land. Surely not.
That is a lot.
That is a lot. I'll have to double check that. The official sort of statement of what it is a flexible, realistic and multi-dimensional battle space to conduct testing tactics, development and advanced training. So basically, like, an airbase. But if it's just an airbase, why is it, like, there's other airbases? Why is that one so
or if, like, the size of the acres as well is in, if you believe in, like, aliens and spaceships, they would be quite big, wouldn't they? So you probably need
you would need the space.
I'm trying a big space for them to land, I suppose.
Yeah. But I'm trying to find how many acres it is, because I can't, surely it's not that big. The million acres. I'll have to have a look. But because it was quite recent, like, there was talk about it, wasn't there, for years and years. And then I think it was, like, in 2013 some documents were released, and that was when they publicly admitted, this is actually and you just think, so why were you keeping it secret for so long? Like, I can understand that you might want to keep it secret if, you know, you're testing maybe aeroplanes and all that, because you don't want Russia to find out, or but
yeah,
arm guard it like from other American people. Like, I don't understand that.
No, like, I think for it to be highly guarded, there must be something more to it than just there's a space station, airspace. There's got to be a lot more to it. And yeah, to invest all the money as well, like the guards that are guarding it must be obviously getting paid because that's the job. So to be paying all these people for nothing, it just doesn't seem very, like,
plausible.
That's the word, yeah. I can't think of the word.
Yeah, it doesn't, does it? It's no. Very, very strange. And so for the fact that it was denied for so long is really, really odd.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, definitely the secrecy around it, I think, is the main thing of what fueled all the conspiracy theories, especially because, you know, a lot of people who wear tinfoil hats and they are a bit crazy and they believe every single conspiracy theory out there, that's just like bait for them, isn't it? To like make up stuff and whatever. But I think it was like, because quite a lot of people around there, I think it started being spoken about as like a UFO place because they saw so many UFOs around there, didn't they?
Yeah.
But it's like, it could, if it is an airbase, which it probably is, then you would see planes about, wouldn't you? And if they are testing maybe advanced aircraft, it's not going to be recognisable.
No, it's not, because I think if you are, like you say, if you are going to test it, they're not going to look like an actual plane at the very beginning. So it's going to be like a different shape or a different colour or whatever to what a plane would look like when it's eventually tested and completed.
Yeah, because it's like, I definitely believe that aliens were there at some point, or still are, or whatever.
Yeah.
Or spaceships. But with the UFO sightings, I just think, well, yeah, you probably are going to see a lot of strange things there.
Yeah.
So UFO sightings around there, I don't really, like, not believe, but I think they did see pretty weird things, I'm sure. There's technology that they have that we don't know about, I'm sure of it. But yeah, the fact of it being a spaceship probably is less likely than it just being like some kind of really advanced spacecraft that we just don't even know.
Yeah, definitely.
And you would have to guard that to some degree, but not actually like bloody shoot people if they come near. That's a bit dramatic.
What makes me laugh as well is that they've got a restaurant there as well. Like, it's like a bar area. And it's got like aliens outside, like what people think aliens look like. So you can go and have a drink, but you just can't come back close.
God, I'd love to go there. Yeah. They probably get, like, because it's become such a tourist attraction around there, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
I've really, like, kind of, what's the word, jumped on that bandwagon.
Yeah, they're probably making loads.
Yeah. So, like, yeah. Bob Lazar then, did you manage to watch it all, the documentary?
Yeah, I missed, like, I haven't watched the end of it, but I've watched, like, all of it, because I had to watch it in stages.
Yeah, I watched it, I watched it in, like, three bits.
Yeah, but I watched, like, I think I missed, like, the last 5 minutes.
So anyone that doesn't know who Bob Lazar is, you've got to watch the documentary. It's called Bob Lazar, Aliens and Flying Saucers, or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, Area 51 and Flying Saucers.
Yeah, so in 1989, a man called Bob Lazar claimed that he'd worked on Area 51 on like spacecrafts and like alien technology. Obviously, at the time, people were like, "This guy is absolutely insane." He claimed to have like seen photos of aliens. He thought he might have seen one at one point when he walked past. I think it was like some kind of door, wasn't it? In the window of the door, and that's what Area 51 was, like, to examine aliens and UFOs and to try and sort that out. So he was definitely the person that put Area 51 on the map. I don't think we really knew what it was before that, did we?
No, not he definitely, like, yeah, he definitely was, like, he altered them, really, I think.
Yeah, and that's the thing. A lot of people was trying to discredit him. Like, oh, that's, like, absolute crap. Like, that isn't true. But it's, like, then years later, when they admitted, yeah, this place does actually exist, it does make him kind of reliable, doesn't it? Because
yeah,
the odds of making that a place like that and then it actually existing?
Yeah, and I think as well, like, obviously when he did out them and the FBI came and everything like that, raided his house, like, I don't understand why he would go to all that trouble for nothing, just to say, oh, this, they make aliens there, or they examine aliens. Like, you wouldn't go to all that trouble just if it wasn't true.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, in the documentary, there's a bit where he's talking about maybe having element 115, which is, like,
yeah,
some kind of metal, weird metal that's not from this planet, apparently.
Yeah.
So when he was talking to the interviewer about this, the day after, the FBI apparently raided Bob and was looking for something. They said it was, like, a form or some info on the past employee or something, which is absolute crap. And yeah, so I just think, like what you said, I thought the exact same thing. If that isn't true and they weren't scared that this person, this Bob, could actually have this element 115, why go through all the trouble to, like, search his house if he's just a random man that's lying about stuff?
Yeah, it just didn't make sense. When I was watching it and it said, like, the FBI and stuff, I was like, well, why are they involved? I don't understand why they would be involved if it wasn't, like, a big deal, if they didn't think of it.
Exactly. It's like, as well, this guy, why I would want to say to anyone to watch a documentary, like, I really genuinely believe him. Like, he hasn't made any money from saying about this. He went off the radar for, like, 30 years, didn't he?
Yeah.
Not saying anything until this one, like, sort of journalist and interviewer really wanted to speak to him again. But yeah, he lives a quiet life. He's got no reason to lie. And you watch him talk and you're like, he cannot be lying. Like, I genuinely don't believe he's lying at all. Did you see the bit about, he was saying that a piece of equipment that was there when he was working there was, like, this bone hand scanner. So you'd put, like, your hand on it, it'd let you into the room or whatever. And so he, like, said about this publicly, like, they've got all this technology, this hand bone scanner to, like, let you in and that, because apparently everyone's bones are different in the hands. And then literally 30 years later, there's an article, like, all this new technology, this hand bone scanner, and it's exactly like the one that he was describing. And it's like, Jesus, this man actually bloody worked there. You can't deny it.
No, it's really, really weird. Like, and I think as well, like, it kind of, like, it didn't, when I was watching it, and some of the questions that the journalist was asking him, you could tell he didn't want to say all this information. But I felt like it felt like it was the right thing to do because of all the secrecy behind it. And
yeah, exactly. It was like a chore for him, wasn't it? Like, oh,
yeah,
I have to, like, say. And you could tell, you know, about when he was in the woods talking about
possibilities.
Well, in the actual interview, they didn't show it, did they? They, like, made it.
They cut it.
Yeah, they cut it. And it's like, you could tell he was really nervous, like, looking around and stuff. Very, very odd. I'd definitely, like, watch it. But when he was talking about that element 115, like, that's just proof to me. Why would they randomly be tracking a guy? Because they must have heard that conversation.
Yeah.
So, like, they're obviously tracking his phone 30 years later. That's mad.
Yeah, that is just crazy. And I think as well, like, in the documentary, I think he was drawing, like, a diagram of one of the spaceships. Mm-hmm. And it was like, when I was watching it was going through, like, how detailed it was. So this is what makes me feel like, I know humans are really, really clever, but for aliens to make something like that and fly about in them, I think that's a bit, they must be cleverer than we are. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think, like, really annoying as humans in the way that we think that we're more clever than animals. How do we know that animals, like tigers, don't talk to each other in, like, their own way and noises, and, like, we don't know any of that. And I think aliens, what I think is that they've probably come here or flown over and been like, oh my god, look at those little ants, like, they're so dumb. And just fly right past, like, they probably don't even feel worth, like, communicating with, because they are probably so intelligent. If they have arrived on Earth, if you think about the technology that they're going to need to get here,
yeah,
they're going to have to be so much more advanced.
Yeah, And I think everyone always thinks of them like having really big heads and really wide eyes. Like that's the picture that they have of people, of aliens.
Yeah.
But I generally feel like they probably just look like us.
Yeah.
They generally just look like us, but just are so much cleverer and so much like, yeah, we've got all this technology to do this. We've built a spaceship and flown over and you don't even realise.
Yeah, like they're probably that clever that they could just speak to us in all of our different languages.
And yeah.
When you think of alien, like a planet that has aliens on it, you think of them all being like as one, like we're a whole planet, we're all like kind of working together. And what I think is really sad is that, like, obviously in our world, it's like, don't cross this border. Like we have however many different countries and
yeah,
all these different languages. And you just think like, we're all just one tiny planet at the end of the day. Like surely we have to sort of start working at some point, like all together. Like, do you think that's
yeah? Probably not. I don't think so. I think people are too selfish in their own ways. And I think with the aliens, they're probably more, because they have to work together to do things. So I think with humans, everyone's got a different opinion. Everyone's just like all for themselves. But if they come from a different planet, they've got to be together to kind of work together as a team to do everything that they supposedly do.
And I think that's probably because they must know if they exist. We're talking about them like,
yeah, like aside.
Yeah, like if they exist, like they must be that intelligent and that sort of forward, that in their intelligence, that like they know what the meaning of life is and stuff. They must do to be together. Yeah. And I think, because if we found out why we're all here, then surely there's not going to be any war. There's not going to be any, like, fighting. Yeah. Because you'd know why you're here and you'd be like, well, that's pointless. What's the point? Because this is
yeah.
the reason of everything. So they must know, if they exist, the meaning of life, which is really interesting to think about. Like, if they did come down, if
yeah.
they could know what that is.
Yeah, because I always think that is actually really, like, good point. Because I always think to myself, like, why have I been put on this planet? Like, why have I been born? Like, I always think about it, like most people, like celebrities and stuff, like singers. So you think, oh, they've been put on this planet to entertain people. But you can only have so many of them in that category. And then everyone else is like, well, what is my purpose in the world? What do I bring to, like, the earth or the world? Like, that's, but I think if they did exist, like you said, they should have a meaning of life. And I think they would all work together
yeah.
to think, this is why we're all here. We're all one team or one alien kind of thing.
I wonder as well, because they did admit, didn't they, Area 51, that they do investigate, like, unidentified flying objects.
Yeah. Yeah.
That be, obviously, like, military or, you know, they figure out then afterwards what it is, and it's nothing UFO like. But the fact that they've admitted that is quite a big thing, I think.
Yeah,
and
that's like really big.
Yeah, just to admit that. And I think I always sort of think that they do know that aliens exist, and they're sort of slowly giving us like information, because, you know, like in the news you do see it every now and again the past like few years, like, oh, and water found on this planet, or this found on this planet, possible life here. And I think maybe they're like filtering it out slowly to us, so that
yeah
it does come out, it's not such a big shock to everyone.
Yeah, it's, yeah, that is a really good point. But I think, like, I watched like talking about like how they do exist, like they're outside just walking among us. Like, I watched a film called This Is the End, and that was the same, like, the alien, like, one guy was an alien, but he was literally disguised even as a human. So he made friends with humans, and then once he'd learned about these humans, he just turned against them and took his disguise off, and he was like a full-blown alien. And I generally feel like that's what some people would be like, just like,
it's like the conspiracy theories about like lizards and stuff. And I think about his name, Mark Zuckerberg, is that him?
Yeah.
He's weird. Like, I look at him and I'm like, if anyone is a lizard, like, if I, even if I don't believe that conspiracy theory, which I don't know if I do, he is one.
Yeah.
Something about him, he's such an odd guy. And like, yeah, that's what I think when someone think, says stuff like that. Like, I can imagine him just going like that with his face.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I genuinely think, like, you don't know everyone and you could just be walking around and then you could just have an alien sat next to you on bus or something. Like, you wouldn't know.
No.
Cause, yeah, because I don't know what they'd look like, but I think if they were going to come onto the Earth or into, like, our world, they'd have to disguise themselves. Yeah. If they were that clever, they'd have to disguise themselves of being, like, looking like us.
Yeah, I think as well with this whole COVID-19 situation, I'm like, for God's sake, like, the aliens aren't going to come to us now, and are they? Because they're probably looking at us. Look at how much they're freaking out over here. No one can get their shit together. They're not ready. They're not ready to be like, hey, there's life on the planet.
Yeah, we don't want your COVID. Keep it. We'll look them after it's over.
You just wound me up because I just thought, great, if we were close to it, they're not going to come now, are they?
No.
Did you hear about the Roswell incident? That's like one of the most famous UFO landings. I think it was like in the 50s or 60s.
I'm not sure. I think I've heard about that.
Yeah, you probably would. It's like, because I think they referenced it in this documentary a couple of times. They didn't go into it. They just referenced
Yeah.
But it's when it was a really small town. And this spacecraft that people saw in the sky, because a couple of them who saw it got interviewed as well, like, way later, like, when they were old people. And it crashed in, like, the woods by these houses. So they all, like, obviously ran out to see what it was.
Yeah.
It looked so weird. Like, it was definitely, like, a spaceship. Anyway, when they got there, FBI and like not FBI like I don't even know what you would call them like men in oh army like military people
yeah
they were all there like cleaning up the scene already
yeah oh I think I have heard of it actually yeah.
Everyone was like what was it and they came out and they said in the end I thought it was just a weather balloon.
I did hear about that.
And it's like, hang on, if it's just a weather balloon, why does the military have to come out and this thing? Why are they not letting anybody go near it? Why are they denying? I mean, these people genuinely saw it. You'd have to use like the interviews of the people who saw it. It's really interesting.
I think, like, with, like, is it like War of the Worlds? Like, I think that started off a big conspiracy thing as well.
Yeah,
with that was probably like the start of it, to be like, and I think a lot of people believed that when it first came out, didn't it? So that's probably what started it. Before Area 51 got really, like, big, I feel like that's what started it off. Because people believed it and people were, oh my gosh, things are coming. So yeah. I feel like that's got a big thing to do with it as well.
Yeah, and I think it's like, it's Chinese whispers and that as well, isn't it? You know, you know someone who's seen a UFO and then you'll sort of make it into this big thing and like all kinds of, and then, oh, well, I've seen something like that as well. And then it's all these people have seen UFOs. Have you ever had an experience?
No, I don't think I have. Like, I do look up in the sky sometimes and think, oh my gosh, what's that? Like, oh my gosh, it's a UFO, but I think it's just a star or something. Like, oh, it's just a star that. Yeah. But no, I don't know, like, I don't think I'd like to meet one because I'd get a bit freaked out. Like, oh my gosh, you're here. But I think I'd like to see something in the sky. Like, I'd like to be able to see a UFO and be like, oh my gosh, what is that?
Just so you know, like,
so I know, yeah. Yeah, I used to do, when I was younger, I used to do a lot of, like, stargazing, thinking I'd see someone, because I once went to Jodrell Bank on a school trip. Have you ever been Jodrell Bank?
No.
It's like, I think it's in Cheshire, so it's like up north, and they've got like a massive, it's like a massive dish. It looks like a sky dish, but it's massive.
Yeah.
And apparently they try and get aliens like, and spot UFOs using this giant dish. So we once went on a school trip and I was fascinated. I was absolutely fascinated by it. I was like, really? So, like, you can see aliens, and like, that's what we try and do. Yeah, like, that's what it's there for, to kind of get any, if they have anything like UFOs in the sky,
yeah,
it'll get like a signal and be like, oh, this is something in the sky. And then after I'd been on that school trip and I read up on it, and I was just fascinated. So I used to just sit there looking at the sky constantly.
hoping
I'd see something. But yeah, that's another big thing. Like, there, it's massive. Like, you can see it from the motorway. When you, like, go into it, you can see it from the motorway.
Yeah. Google images, yeah. I've never had an experience like that. Where I used to live in, do you know Guernsey?
No.
It's like an island in between, like, England,
yeah,
and France.
I do.
I used to live there, and that was amazing for stargazing and stuff, because obviously there was like just sea, like, around you, so there was no light pollution or anything. And we used to go out there and stargaze all the time. You'd see shooting stars all the time. You'd see all the little, like, my granddad calls them, the satellites and stuff moving around.
Yeah.
See so much, but yeah, I never saw a UFO or anything. But yeah, I want to, because I do really believe that aliens are there, and that they are probably, that we, the government, know about them. But
yeah,
UFO sightings, and quite a lot of people that claim to have seen stuff or be abducted, I'm just like, I find it really hard to believe.
Yeah.
Abductions.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I don't think I'd like to be abducted, because I think it's a bit, like, no, thank you.
I don't
really know what they'd do, though. If they did abduct someone, I don't know what they could actually achieve from that.
Yeah, what are you doing
to
that person? Like, I don't understand.
No, if they are that intelligent to know what we are like, they wouldn't need to prod and poke us to get in. Do you know what I mean? Because that's what everyone says, isn't it? That, yeah. They prodded me and poked me, and then I don't remember it. I'm like,
there's a couple that was in, I think it was in the 80s, and they said that they were in America. It's all in America. And they said that the wife got abducted and the husband at the same time, and then they came, they got just dropped back.
Yeah.
Wait, really? Like, I can't believe it. I really can't believe it, that.
Yeah, I think it just doesn't, it's just like, to see, like, when you see in movies and things like that, like, when it comes down as like a light beam from the spaceship,
yeah,
and then, like, people just, like, kind of wobble and then get taken, that's how they do it, isn't it? It's like this, and then get taken up, and then that's it, like, and then they just get dropped down, and the hairs all appear, and
yeah.
I'm like, what have they done to you? Like, that, what? I don't understand.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It's like, I really don't think that they'd be abducting us. I think if they're here, they know a lot more about us than we think.
Yeah, and I feel like if they were here, I don't think they'd make themselves known.
No.
Like, I think they'd just still, if they do need to know more about us, they'd probably just do it from a distance. And then go back and kind of speak to the other alien friends.
Yeah, because, you know, I've lost my train of thought. But yeah, that was it, about the COVID thing that I said. Like, after COVID, they're going to be like, if they're here, no way are we revealing.
No.
There's a pandemic they can't even cope with. And throwing aliens into that. They're not going to be able to. I mean, what would happen once we knew? Do you think that how would the world change?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's weird, isn't it? Because I don't think you just have to kind of accept you with these people. Like, well, not people, but with aliens. Like, we're living with aliens now. You just have to accept it.
So straight. Yeah, like, there's no other option but to accept. You wouldn't go to work, would you? You'd be like, well, why do I need to go to work? It's fucking loads of different planets.
Yeah.
Can I get to another one?
Yeah.
Like, sure, you couldn't go to work the next day, like, everything's normal.
No. No, I think you'd just be in shock. Like, yeah. Where did the aliens come from?
New Bank Holiday.
Yeah, I think it just, if it did get found out and they did come out, I think we'd just have to learn to live with it. We'd just have, like, we're living with COVID. Just learn to live with it.
Yeah. I know. It's insane. So, to wrap it up then, I definitely think that Area 51.
Yeah.
For that reason. I mean, they've even admitted it, kind of. But I think probably, unless there's like an underground bit, I think they've probably moved whatever was there that was special.
Yeah.
Everyone knows about Area 51 now. Do you remember that, what was it called? Raid Area 51 or something. What was it? Storm Area 51.
Yeah.
It was like everyone was going to storm it and you're like, no, don't go in there. You were literally shot. Like, what the hell?
But just talking about it as well, like when I was watching it and they had like the restaurant and stuff, they've got the pictures of the aliens outside as well. So like, but do you know like the ones with the big heads and like the big wide eyes?
Yeah.
So everyone thinks that they look like that. And like that, I'm just like, but no one, and I generally feel as well, like if people have seen an alien, they've probably seen one of them. They've probably, that like, taps and actually believe it, they've probably seen one of them aliens and thought, oh, there's an alien there, I've seen one, Area 51, I'm like, no,
yeah.
You've not really seen one.
Yeah, it's just like a little thing.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, they definitely exist. I can't say that they don't, you would be so stupid to not think so, but yeah, with that, as far as Area 51 goes, I think there definitely was shady things going on there. The fact that they denied that this Bob Lazar even worked there, but then when you look at the phone records and the records from there, that his name is there like loads and loads of times.
You can't
dispute that. You really can't. People try though, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
But yeah, definitely watch that documentary to whoever's listening, because I think that will definitely sway you, won't it?
Yeah, definitely.
100%. But yeah, so goodbye and we'll see you next week. I don't know what we're going to talk about. We'll decide now, I suppose, after. But yeah, thank you.